This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, President Obama will be in Atlanta today talking about his plans to pump more federal dollars into education. But many school districts around the country aren't waiting for the cash. They're just borrowing money. For details, we're joined by Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what are these school districts doing to get the cash they need?
Well, you know, Jeremy, on Wall Street and finance, you have to have an acronym.
Right.
So these are called CABs. And it's not the cab that you hail on the street corner in New York City. It's a capital appreciation bond.
Huh.
So you're a school district and you need to, you need to do some remodeling, right? You borrow $105 million or so in that range. And then over the next 25, 40 years, you're going to end up paying back $1 billion.
For a $105 million loan.
Up front. So it has a balloon payment, you know, many years down the road, might start kicking in at year 25, might not kick in until year 30. But again, because of the power of compound interest, these loans are incredibly expensive on future generations, not the current generation, not the current taxpayers, not the current students, but on the future.
So that sounds almost as stupid to me as going to one of those payday lenders on the corner.
This does not pass the smell test, Jeremy. This is a bad idea. And when you look through the school districts that are doing that, it's mostly school districts in California, and you look what they're doing, here's what they're saying. We promised our taxpayers we wouldn't raise their taxes.
Yeah.
And we need to build a new high school, or we need to remodel our schools. And then these financial advisors came to us and say there's a painless way to do this.
But the thing is, it's not painless, though, for that generation that is already being told it's not going to get the same Social Security benefits as everybody else. It's not going to get the same Medicare benefits as everybody else. And now you're saying, and here's a bill for $1 billion for something that's only going to cost $100 million.
Well, you know, I'm a boomer.
It's all your fault, Chris.
It's all our fault. You know, boomer finance these days is, hey, we got ours. And we're passing the bill on a lot of things. And you mentioned some important ones. You know, there are promises that have been made that can't be met without saddling future taxpayers with enormous bills. But the thing is, you have to be responsible about it. And I think a lot of this innovative finance on Wall Street, particularly once it enters the political arena, is irresponsible finance.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thank you.